With the starters approaching 30 years of age, cornerback is a position the Eagles will likely look towards as they hope to get in a young, talented player who could be their future down the road. A few cornerbacks Eagle fans should keep an eye on include Bradley Roby of Ohio State, one of the most physically gifted players in this year's draft at the position. Prior to this season, Bradley Roby was considered a top 10 pick. He's a shutdown cover who plays a physical game and can play in multiple positions. He struggled during the 2013 season, but if you get him back on top of his game, he's a player who offers immediate impact at the next level as well as starting possibilities. Another cornerback would be Justin Gilbert out of Oklahoma State, a guy who can play in bump and run, someone who's been very productive for 3 years, as well as someone who brings game-impacting skills as a return specialist. Gilbert has all the physical skills necessary to play at the next level, though he does have lapses in concentration as his work ethic has been questioned. Denard could be the most polished cornerback in this year's draft. He's got outstanding ball skills, he's a physical player, he willingly defends the run, and was a standout at Michigan State. Problem for Denard is he doesn't have great long speed, and he could be a liability in downfield coverage. One of the most underrated cornerbacks in this year's draft, Kyle Fuller, was a constant presence at Virginia Tech. He consistently shut down opponents and had opposing quarterbacks throwing away from him. He has next-level ability, and it shouldn't be long before he breaks into a starting lineup as a rookie in the NFL. With the NFL looking for bigger cornerbacks, Nebraska's Stanley Jean-Baptiste and Utah's Keith McGill are players that the Eagles may look to in the second day of the draft. Both guys go well over 6 foot, well over 210 pounds, and are terrific athletes. They're a bit unpolished in their games, and there may be some bumps in the road, but they have great upside potential, and if you're able to develop them into players, you'll have long-time starters. Philip Games of Rice and Pierre Desir of Lindenwood are another pair of well-sized cornerbacks moving up draft boards. Each guy are outstanding athletes who had terrific combine workouts running faster than expected. They have a great amount of upside potential, but they may need some time before they're NFL ready. Possibly the most underrated defensive back in this year's draft, Jalen Watkins of Florida, stood out at both cornerback as well as safety. He's a shutdown corner who also can play center field, defending the run as well as covering the pass. He's an outstanding athlete who lost out to some of his headlining teammates, yet projects as the top next-level prospect from the Florida Gators secondary. ACC stars Antoine Exum of Virginia Tech and Dante Johnson of North Carolina State are another pair of versatile defensive backs who can line up at either corner or safety. Johnson was a shutdown corner who played well at the Senior Bowl. Exum had his struggles. He had off-season knee surgery and looked a fraction of himself in 2013, but he may be good value in the last day of the draft if he's able to get healthy and get his game back on track. Small schooler Walt Akins or Liberty could be a steal in the late rounds. He's a terrific cornerback who could line up in nickel or dime packages and play on special teams at the next level. Terrence Mitchell is a player that Coach Chip Kelly is very familiar with from his days at Oregon. He's a solid and opportunistic cornerback with good hands for the pick. He's a terrific football player, but is not an elite athlete, which makes him a late-round pick, and he may struggle finding time on an NFL field.